Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Shiley's Take. I got a podcast mic, so I don't know if the audio sounds better or worse, but I hope you still love me. And if you hear any scrambling or anything in the background, including meows, that's my cat, Fiona. So if I kick her out, she'll just scratch at the door, which would probably make things worse. So anyway, we are back today with episode 3 of Jocelyn's Cabaret. And I'm just going to jump right into it. I tried to use clips before, that didn't work, and unfortunately, the internet in our entire building is down. I don't know what the heck is going on, but it's been down since last night, so I can't pull up the clips anyway. Maybe if I can pull them up on my phone and just share the audio of them, because there are some that are kind of important. But you never know. How are you guys doing? I hope everybody is doing great. I hope you're having a great day. This episode is a little late, but, you know, things happen, life happens, and the important thing is that it's here for you guys now. Barbie may be heading out the door. I know, that's a little, what? But that is later on in the episode. It's kind of sneaked peeked in the clip for next week, which is actually tomorrow by the time I'm filming this, so I do apologize again. I'm letting you know right now, this episode is all about Barbie and Lucky's continued fallout. And it's not boring yet, but basically, at the end of episode 2, everybody is supposed to be showing off their sexy dance skills, their pole tricks, their floor work, and that just reminds me of the days when I used to dance. I mean, it was fun. It's fun, but you know, it's a workout. It's a lot. So everybody had different moves and skills and everything like that. Hold on 1 second. Fiona, please, darling. Come on. Everybody had different skills, different moves. Everybody was sexy. The outfits could have been a bit better. Outfits could have definitely been a bit better. But overall, there was this one person that did not perform, and I'm gonna let you guess who that is. The problematic queen herself. And we're only three episodes in, and you know, she's very problematic, but it was Barbie. Barbie was not a dancer. She was not a stripper. She made clear that she was a trapper, so dancing was not her thing. So I guess when it got to her turn of having to show her skills in front of everybody, she decided to take off her shoes. And then she decided to try to fight Lucky. It didn't end well, of course. Lucky got her good. The fight was broken up, and everything was derailed. Everything. What I don't like is that it's very important to show what everybody keeps reiterating. Oh, it's a competition. It's a competition. Okay, well, so far I'm seeing amazingly unedited fights where Barbie keeps getting her ass beat. So, fix that. Thanks. I will say that this is a much calmer side of Jocelyn, most definitely. She's playing the big sister kind of role, and it's honestly really suiting her to the extent. But we all know that the Love & Hip Hop Season 3 reunion Jocelyn is still there, just deep down. Deep down, she's still there. Which is so funny to me, because later on in the episode, like near the tail end, Jocelyn asked Barbie and Lucky to hug it out after they talk it out. And it gave me war flashbacks to that time of Love & Hip Hop, so. That wasn't Season 3 of Love & Hip Hop, when they asked him to hug it out. No, Jocelyn and Stevie just ran at Althea and Benzino. Oh, I'm thinking of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, where Zell was asked to hug the little chunky one, hug it out, and then he snuck attack him. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Anyway, so at this point, Jocelyn is like, if you guys want to fight, go ahead, but y'all gotta squash this beef tonight. Side note, it's not squished by that time. Barbie's whole reasoning behind disrupting the competition portion of the show with a fight is that Lucky's quote-unquote snuck attacked her in the first episode, and she was getting her lick back. So let me explain this really quick, sweetie, okay? And for those who don't know, Barbie was not snuck. The hood definition of sneak attack or being snuck is to catch someone off guard, whether from the back or while one is distracted. Like I set it up for you guys in the first podcast, the way the couch was and the way Lucky and Barbie were sitting face to face, Lucky was on the coffee table, Barbie was on the couch, there was no sneaking. And she asked Jocelyn nearly 10 times, "May I?" Basically asking for permission to hit her. So you were not snuck. So let's stop that. Let's move away from that. And honestly, some of the other girls were saying that she was snuck too, but that's not sneak attacking, at least in my eyes, and I'm pretty sure I'm right this go around. But that was not the case, so it irks me every time Barbie says Lucky snuck her.
Running up back, bitch, you ain't talk about shit. You a broke hoe. You ain't never been a bottom bitch a day in your motherfucking life. So bitch, you're not gonna start now. Bitch, you always came second, third, fourth, whatever the fuck. Hoe, fuck is you talking about? Bitch, you don't even have a car. Fuck is you hoeing for? Go get a regular job. Bitch, you a broke bitch. I shit on you in real life, and you know that. That's why you wanted to come work for me. That's why you wanted to pay my man.
Okay, yeah, so that is what transpired after Barbie tried to sneak attack her and she got her ass whooped again. So when Jocelyn is sitting pretty and gives the two women room to fight, all of a sudden Barbie is like, "Oh, fuck the beef and fuck the cameras. What's the problem?" That screamed scared to me, and I laughed too hard at that. And you guys, before Jocelyn tells them to just fight it out, Barbie squares up like she actually knows what she's doing in a fight. And, oh my gosh, let me play the clip. So they go on for a bit about what the basis of their issues are, and it's very difficult to really get the premise of Barbie's point. And Lucky basically expressed that she felt bullied by Barbie. So Barbie, don't act like in the first episode you weren't, you know, down in the living room during the first meeting saying how her name isn't Lucky and how it's unlucky, and you didn't say it once, but you didn't say it once and let it go. You kept repeating yourself and had this chip on your shoulder. So don't sit there and act like Lucky has been fucking with you, because we know from episode one, it's documented. We see it. So we've seen Lucky be bullied from season one. We understand her hardships a little better. We've seen her be bullied by someone just like you. And I can't remember the girl's name right now, but all that's important is that the girl that bullied Lucky to the point where Jocelyn fought for her, fist fought, not an argument. So if you play a stupid game with someone that has decided they're not going to tolerate being bullied anymore, be prepared to win an even dumber prize. And that was the, hopefully that's the last and final ass whooping she gives you, because obviously you want to be a bully and you can't. You in the words of Miss Natural, you can't be a non-fighting bully. Lucky wins the 22nd fight just by wailing on Barbie. I mean, honestly, let me see if I can get the clip. Is it 9:25?
She was all like this right here, like, she was, like,
backstroking like that. Because
that's how Lucky was being her.
So Barbie got her ass whooped again, and in the words of Miss Natural, like I just said, you cannot be a non-fighting bully. Moving on, even though you said you're not scared of anyone, and you might not be, but it's a hell of a time to show it while bullying someone. And I'm going to pull up the clip on that right there. So we have a one-on-one with Jocelyn and Barbie. She stresses yet again that Lucky has this role of bottom bitch, and I'm sorry, but this argument is irrelevant. There's nothing significant about that role. There's nothing significant about that role so far that justifies you going this hard for it. All Lucky did was tell the girls to get ready. So in episode 2, when Jocelyn gave Lucky the title of bottom bitch, all she did was tell the girls to get ready. So I'm not really understanding what's so significant about this role, but shit. I mean, she goes on to calling her broke and not having a car. I mean, you guys heard that. I mean, and then she was like, the same thing about Lucky not trying to pay her man or whatever like that. And Jocelyn actually brings up a pretty good point. Let me pull that up right quick. I'm pretty sure these videos, my podcast, get demonetized.
But she broke the rules yesterday. Okay, and a bottom bitch don't start shit.
But listen.
A bottom bitch supposed to keep the bitches together.
Shut the fuck up. Let me tell you why I promoted her. Because she took the initiative not to keep getting bullied by you, because you were bullying her. You've been bullying her since before we got into the house. She told you yesterday, bitch, you're not going to bully me no more. And you was like, you was talking shit. And she just snuck you a couple of times. Take it like a fucking G. We come from the street club. We come from the street. We come from places that we can handle that. So don't act like you ain't never been put in that situation with the shit that happened last night.
And, you know, she's right. Jocelyn did bring up a good point. She was bullying her for a little minute. Honestly, I'm tired of this whole storyline. Hopefully it's not... Well, I think, I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be... repetitive. Moving on. Jocelyn goes to speak with Lucky, Big Lex, and Sapphire, just basically some other girls in the house, and then Lucky, of course. And Lucky is a bit worried about possibly being kicked out, and it's well understood since she's fought more than everyone has really danced or anything or any kind of competition so far, so it's understandable. The thing that I do commend Lucky for is owning up to her mistakes. It's not easy, but she doesn't make it difficult for herself to actually take responsibility for the things that she's done so far, and that makes it easier for her growth, and I'm excited to see what she does, how she does better going forward. So Jocelyn does push that she needs to sit and talk with Barbie, because if they fight again, someone's going home. That is where Jocelyn is at this point. She's not having any more of the bullshit. And really, we do need to steer back to the competition side of the show. We did not get any of that last season, and I don't want this to be some kind of basic reality TV show where everybody's just fighting and stuff like that, because that will lose my interest, but it'll make podcasts really boring if that's all they do.
You can't dance!
Okay. Okay, so basically that was Sapphire just testing, not testing, basically going off on the fact that Barbie doesn't dance. Like I said, she's not a stripper, she's a trapper, and I want you to put two and two together because that's pretty much what it is. I don't know how she got on the show in the first place. I think she came in with the notion of being quote-unquote the bottom bitch, team captain. I like saying team captain better. That's much better than bottom bitch. But Lucky is very unapologetic and really wants Barbie to know that she won't disrespect her again. But Jocelyn wants them to squash it, and we end the night. Moving on. The next day, we sit and talk with some girls about everything, but most importantly, the pole challenge. No, I'm just kidding. Most importantly, the fight. So it's Miss Natural, Aqua, another girl I don't really remember the name of. They critique everyone's individual dances, which were actually pretty entertaining for the most part. My only complaint is that for all 9 girls that showed their pole skills, they played one of Jocelyn's songs over and over and over and over again from point A to point B. Like, it was fucking annoying and it made me want to turn the show off. So Jocelyn has so many other songs where you, post-production, could have had each girl dance to something different, so fix that. Thanks. Moving on to the one-on-one with Jocelyn and Barbie. They honestly just reiterate a lot from the night before, and Jocelyn wants them to act like ladies, and once again threatens that if they don't get it together, someone is going home. In the next scene, Sapphire and Big Lex talk about not liking the fact that the competition keeps getting derailed, and I agree, but it's boring. Moving on again, Jocelyn has a one-on-one with Lucky, and it's the usual, how are you? And Lucky's just a little tired from the fight, expressing that it does take a lot out of her. So she's rocking a tube top that says, not sorry, and that gets some props from the Puerto Rican princess herself. And Jocelyn hints on, you know, that Barbie kind of had a tough life and tries to constantly just not really hide, but she constantly, you know, goes back to broke bitch this and broke hoes that. It's a defense mechanism. Jocelyn's words, not mine. I'm just the messenger. So Lucky hints that, you know, she's gone through some things too, but she still knows how to conduct herself. So that's what the one-on-one with Lucky and Jocelyn brings. Moving on again, 2 girls, one named Yummy, one named Lexi Blow, not Big Lex, a different girl, I know. And they talk and it's boring, so that's not really important. The conversation that Lucky and Barbie have is pretty much for Jocelyn, because when they cut to each girl's individual interview in post-production, they really still don't fuck with each other. And hey, I guess it's good to be a little fake sometimes when $10,000 and some fame are on the line. The 2 hug and make up for Jocelyn, but we know it's fake, so I don't know, there's a moment if you kind of think, are they going to fight, or, but they don't. They just hug it out, and it's all good, quote-unquote. So, on the sneak peek of Jocelyn's Cabaret, the episode that is coming out this week, Barbie has all of her stuff packed and, like, ready to go, and the girls are confused, and as soon as one of the girls tells Jocelyn, she throws all of her shit out on the steps. It's packed. She doesn't, like, unpack it and, like, throw all of her shit out. But she does throw her luggage out on the steps. She's calling her a bitch and everything. So, Yummy, the small annoying one, I guess I'll introduce her another time. She's boring. But for some reason, she's going off. So that would be interesting to show you guys. Because it's like she was kind of just kind of like back there these first 3 episodes, so I guess they're giving each other I guess somebody pissed her off and she's going off this time. And Big Lex and Boss Tech pick up where they left off. If you did not listen to my first podcast, these are the two ladies that kind of fought in the beginning. Basically, one defended a girl about the double homicide comment, and Big Lex is the one that said the comment. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on. My ending thoughts. We need to see what's going on with this competition. I want to see what kind of challenges these girls have to go through. I want to see who's better. I want to see, you know...
Excuse me.
I want to see who can really bring it. I'm rooting for Sapphire and Lucky, because everybody else is honestly just really boring. That's why I'm kind of just wondering where the fuck is Barbie going, because she does kind of make up some kind of entertainment for the show. But if she's not a stripper and she doesn't want to stay there, she can go. Point blank. But I am excited to join you ladies again, ladies and gents, if there are guys listening, next week on episode 4 of Jocelyn's Cabaret. I don't know how many episodes there are, hopefully 10. But I will be here with you, documenting and giving you a very sweet, lovely podcast. I will see you guys next week.